born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a man. By then it was nothing to me but blinding.
Mr. Hardy, I'm a huge fan, but so often you're hard to understand. Legend Lawless Revenant, didn't understand any of it. Could you please use your real voice? Please use your real voice. We know it's an artistic choice. Yes, you clearly have range, but we couldn't understand you as Bane. So please, just use your real voice. An artistic choice. Yes, you clearly have range, but we couldn't understand you as Bane. So please use your real voice. Please just use your real voice.
WFOD starts now.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Yeah, it's fun to be back for another week.
Travis, you there, buddy?
I'm here.
Travis, how are you? Travis.
Yeah.
Travis, are you happy to be back?
I'm happy to be back for another week. It's very exciting. It's going to be a good show.
Guys, phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Holy shit, do we have a show for you tonight. There is so much to discuss, Travis. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on in the world, I think. I mean, nonstop, really.
You know what I mean?
Yep. I mean, it can't go a day without some new exciting news.
Got some pink ladies over there, Travis?
Yeah, I got a few pink ladies I'm enjoying on a Tuesday evening.
Yeah, pink ladies is delicious.
That's my favorite apple.
Pink ladies, that's what I got too, Travis, because you said that was your favorite. And I wanted it to be my favorite, too. So I got a big goddamn bucket of them here. I got a whole bucket of pink ladies. Looking forward to doing some podcasting. You know what I'm saying?
Me too. And really, as far as I'm concerned, there's not a better treat than when you're podcasting than a nice pink lady apple.
Oh, good. Pink lady.
I don't know why it took me this long in my life to realize. It's just, I think, just like last year when I realized that pink ladies were my favorite. When I was a kid, I thought that the green ones were my jam, but no.
I always preferred green to red, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
But like once they got these hybrids, it's like a mix of both. It's like the best of both worlds.
It really is like a hybrid, right? And it's like really crispy and juicy.
Yeah, it's good. It's just like a little bit of sour, but it's like the right amount. You know what I'm saying, Travis?
Yeah, and like when you take a bite, you get like a big hunk, and you can just like, you know, separate that from the rest of the apple, and just kind of do. It's like almost like a snack before you eat the rest of the apple. It's great.
Drunk. You know what? I'm pretty excited.
What are you excited about, buddy?
Because it's Stunt Month, Drunk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Stunt Month. Why you got a gun in front of that? Yeah, I have a gun, Drunk. It's a BB pistol is what it is. Oh. See, because, you know, when you think of stunts, Travis.
Isn't BB you know what the pistol supposed to have, like, the orange thing in the front? So you know it's a BB pistol?
It may have had that at some point. I think I colored it so that it looked real.
So that way when you aim it at a cop, they think it's a real gun and they
Well, I don't take it out of my house, Drunk. I mean, you gotta take my word for it. This is a BB pistol.
Do you shoot the rabbits and the squirrels with it?
Drunk. There's a couple of things happening. First of all, have a pink lady, Drunk. Have a pink lady. They're delicious. They're the best apples around.
You got one of those. I disagree with that, but do you got one?
Oh, what is your favorite apple, Drunk?
The Honey Crisp.
Oh, I like a Honey Crisp. If I can't get a pink lady, I'd probably
You got one
enjoy
of the
that.
Apple cutters for me?
Apple cutter?
Yeah, you know, you put the thing over the core and it splits it up.
Oh, fuck you, Drunk.
Come. That's what my kids need.
Yeah, it's like his kid. You want me to put a little baggie for you afterwards, Drunk?
Well, I don't have the greatest of teeth.
Oh. You got bad teeth?
You got bad teeth?
They're not great.
Drunk, it's Stunt Month, and I figured the best way to do Stunt Month with the pink ladies is we do the old put it on your head and shoot it off trick. You know what I'm saying? It's Stunt Month. So I figured we just, like, take turns shooting apples off each other's heads.
Oh, so I get to shoot them at you, too.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
See, but I was practicing early. I'm not a very good shot, Drunk. But I'm excited about this, though, because you shoot, and it just goes all over the place. That's if I miss. I'll aim high, though. So you put the apple on your head, Drunk, I'm going to shoot it off you. Are you excited?
Do I get, like, some safety goggles, at least?
You're going to wear my glasses. Here, put my glasses on. I'm going to shoot the apple off your head.
Okay.
At least you're putting your glasses on. That's pretty nice.
Travis, he's actually going to do it. He's actually going to put the apple on his head so that I can shoot it off.
No, you didn't. Did you get the high-end BBs, or is that like an airsoft gun?
It's just an airsoft gun. I mean, what's the worst that could happen, right?
What was that? You're like blind as a bat, huh?
Yeah, and see, like, it's awesome that I'm going to try to shoot it off without my glasses on, because I can't see anything. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, close your eyes, just in case.
Okay.
I'm not a very good shot, Drunk. I was trying it out earlier.
All right.
I see it wasn't even close.
I think you might have been a little high on that
one. Yeah, a little bit high. But we got a whole show, Travis. Travis, you're buzzing, Travis. Buzz, 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 king of buzz. Drunk, why is Travis buzzing?
Hopefully it's not me.
No, I hung up on Travis. I don't like it. I don't like what he was doing. I'm not for it. But what I got, Drunk, is a whole bucket of pink ladies here for us. So once I finish this pink lady, I'm ready for another one. What I'm going to do, I'm going to put it on my head, and we're going to try it out. All right? I don't want you to hurt your teeth, Drunk. I'm excited that you're going to enjoy some pink ladies with me, but, you know, don't do it at the expense of your teeth, because that's the only set you get, Drunk. You're on your second set. That's the last ones.
I mean, you can always buy them, right?
Travis, I went to the Ross Dress for Less a couple days ago. Did I tell you about the Ross Dress for Less? I got the yellow jeans.
Yellow?
Can't hear Travis at all. Travis is just a series of buzzes, Drunk. This is very unprofessional. I don't like this, what we're doing. I was talking to Travis before. He sounded fine. So I went to the Ross Dress for Less. I got these yellow jeans, and I was...
Like a canary yellow?
Yeah, it's kind of a canary yellow, and I was all for them because I was like, you know, oh, I showed them to my wife, and she hated them, which is the first step and you know, how I make my purchases.
No, that's how you know they're good.
Right. And so I'm the yellow jeans are heavily discounted, and I'm considering purchasing them because I'm you know, I'm excited about the yellow jeans. I've never owned yellow jeans before.
What do you wear it with, or two, or
what do you wear yellow jeans with? I don't really think you wear them with anything.
Are they skinny jeans?
No. I mean, they were like regular jeans. You know what I'm saying? So I got these yellow jeans, and they're heavily discounted. I look at the tag, and the tag says...
Dungarees. Oshkosh bagosh.
It says that they were never washed. Because they're trying to conserve water. And so the way to judge what these jeans are going to be like, you buy your waist size, but you wire two sizes longer.
Longer?
Yeah, yeah. And then what you do, Drew, is you get in the bathtub. In your jeans, you get in the bathtub. And the jeans will shrink two sizes in the length once you get out of the bathtub. But you have to wear them until they dry. So you have to walk around in some wet-ass jeans until they dry. And that's how you get the proper fit on your jeans. I guess because your waist isn't going to change as you're wearing them.
That sounds like a proper way to get crotch rot.
I agree. But see, the whole point of doing this is they say that they don't want to waste water. But I'm wasting water filling up my bathtub to break in my jeans. So what are we really doing, Levi's? What are we doing?
Let me ask you this. Is the color going to fade in the bathtub?
I don't know. See, that's another thing to consider. I ended up not buying them because I was... disappointed in all these instructions. There's too much unknown out there, Drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I have a pool at my house. I just let you come over, hop in the pool.
Maybe I could do that. It didn't say what temperature the water had to be at. It just said that I had to get in
but
the
if you're gonna turn my pool yellow.
In the water. Yeah, I might turn your pool yellow.
I
guess
don't
that's...
want you to do that.
Well, that's what the chemicals are for, right?
Well, Travis, you'd rock a pair of yellow jeans, wouldn't you?
I mean... to be honest, I'd have to find like a top to go. I mean, I know that sounds like a gal thing to say, but I'd have to find like a couple of things that would go with those yellow jeans. Because I bought
an X-Men t-shirt or something that'd go with it, right?
Oh, yeah, probably. But I bought like a pair of like weird light brown jeans that I really had to think about what I would wear with them before I purchased them. And I've probably worn them three times in my life.
I don't ever take that into consideration, Travis. I just buy the pants willy-nilly and then figure it out later. I'm like, you know what? We'll go with this that I already have. I don't put outfits together at the store. Once I get home.
I mean, I'm not saying that I have to buy an extra like shirt to go with it. I have to run it through my head and make sure that I have things that would pair with that. Otherwise, if I like them enough, I would buy a couple of shirts to go with the jeans.
Right. You know, the song that we played at the beginning, I collaborated that with my brother-in-law. They came into town from Kansas City, and they brought a big keyboard.
Was your brother-in-law a musician?
He is. He's a very good musician, and he I had sung my lines, you know, based on what I had in my head, and I played it for him. So that we could collaborate on our song, and he listened back to it like three or four times and wrote it out on paper in like music form based on my dumb little singing around things, and I, wrote like a page of music for it with little squiggles and stuff that I don't understand. And at that moment, Travis, I had never in my life been more embarrassed about this thing that we do.
Why didn't you tell me that we had a musician that we could consult with?
Well, they don't come to town very often, Travis. And they have to drag this big keyboard. You know, it was an important message that I had to get out.
What? I mean, couldn't you just get a hold of them like via the internet like we do and then say, hey, would you do me a favor? If you have time and you don't mind, could you, you know, put some music together for this and send me a file?
Well, I guess we could probably do that.
You're making
maybe
a lot more headway on that apple than I am.
Yeah, I was hungry for pink ladies. They're delicious, Drew.
Be good. And that's good music, too, you know, and I wish... Sauce. I wish that I had that skill where you can hear somebody sing like a melody and be like, oh, I know the exact proper tune to play to that. And then that's how songs are created. I wish I had any of that talent.
Right. And you know when you have your sister come into town and they're lugging a big keyboard, then the parents, they want to know, hey, what are you doing? And I say, oh, I wrote this dumb song that I want my brother-in-law to help me with. And it's just, it's embarrassing, Travis. This whole thing is embarrassing. We shouldn't tell anybody we should do it. We should keep it a secret.
Oh, I don't tell anybody.
What's the podcast?
We keep the podcast a secret, drunk. Make sure nobody knows.
I mean, I got a few people that know, but.
Who knows, drunk? Who knows?
Well, my lady, because I got to tell her where I'm going every Tuesday night.
Right.
A couple friends. But, I mean, they've all been on the show before.
You're going to tell them that you were eating pink ladies into a microphone, right?
Yeah.
You say, hey, you got to listen to this special event.
Speaking of that.
It's Stunt Month.
Well, I'll tell you after the show.
Never mind. Stunt Month, guys. It's pretty exciting. So, Travis, what's going on in the...
Stunt Month.
That was a little late, Travis. We're a little late on the Stunt Month there. You know, the last couple of weeks, we've used the Friends transitions to switch topics, Travis. And we got rid of the Friends transitions.
It's a new era.
It's a new era. We have switched to Lethal Weapon transitions now. So that's exciting. And we talked about the Lethal Weapon TV show last week, Travis, but now there's tapes.
I heard that there's tapes. I hadn't listened to them. I actually just was talking to a guy at work about this because he was telling me that one of the only shows on television that he watches was the Lethal Weapon show. He liked it so much and then stopped watching it because they kicked off the main guy and put Stifler on there.
Yeah, they got rid of... They're just going to make him Riggs' brother.
Riggs!
He's going to be the other Riggs. And they're just going to carry on as if nothing happened. But apparently, there is two camps in the Lethal Weapon game. There was one camp that was on one guy's side and one camp that was on the other guy's side. So not only did they fire that guy, but they fired like half the crew, too. Because... What happened? Travis?
Yes, sir.
Oh. There's two camps, Travis.
What do you think I should do? What's that?
I don't know!
So for a little backstory here, this is a scene in which this guy is trying to talk this guy into not killing himself. And they're at like a closed down swimming pool, and they had rented out the swimming pool so that they could film their scenes, but I guess there was people within earshot that they were picking up on the microphones that were celebrating and having a good old time. So they're doing a scene in which a guy's got a gun to his head and he's trying to talk him into not killing himself, but then he goes really angry and starts yelling at the people who are trying to enjoy the pool. When it's not a day for the pool, drunk. It's not a day for the pool.
Shut the fuck up!
See, he's yelling at the pool people.
Christian Bale style.
Yeah.
God damn it, Newman. Fucking, they're right here. Get somebody in here with a fucking walkie and shut them the fuck up! Or did we not pay for this fucking place? If we did, shut them the fuck!
So the whole time you're watching this video, there's a guy trying to stay in the character of a guy who wants to kill himself while this guy is diverting a bit from the script. But this guy, he's into his craft. You know, he's trying to stick with it.
Right.
But he can't because, the scene is over. I mean, that's a cut, drunk. You know what I'm saying? That's a cut. But then the other tape is the two of them actually having a disagreement. And this is Damon Wayans and the Riggs guy.
Riggs!
I knew you were going to do it again.
You know, I've seen handle hits better than you did yesterday.
Right? Suck my dick.
I mean, that was the biggest pussy move I think I've ever seen. A pussy? Yep. You're the biggest crybaby pussy I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, come on, suck this pussy's dick.
I mean, how does it feel to only be in the game because your fucking brother's
yeah,
in the game?
Fuck you.
Is he wrong?
Oh, drunk. I started a new pink lady. So you need to take a shot here.
I was close.
We're not that far apart. We should be better shots, drunk.
Yeah, I know, right?
It frightened me a little bit. You didn't hesitate there. You seemed to be really excited. Travis, did you hear about the Sprint T-Mobile merger? And maybe Travis went away. Did Travis go away? I don't know what Travis is doing.
It's a bad night for Travis.
See, Travis sounded really good. Actually, I complimented Travis on how good he sounded.
You need to stop doing that.
Before the show started. And I guess what I did.
Jinx the whole thing.
I jinxed the whole thing.
You still don't hear me?
Nope.
Oh, I hear you now, Travis.
What the fuck's going on?
So
I don't know.
It seems like Sprint and T-Mobile shouldn't be allowed to merge, though, right?
Well, they're number 3 and number 4.
Something like that, yeah. Behind AT&T and Verizon.
Yeah, yeah. And they're going to merge and call themselves T-Mobile, which is pretty exciting, right? Another big merger? That's only going to be good for us, right?
Is it Sprint and T-Mobile? Is that what you're saying?
Sprint and T-Mobile, they're merging.
Isn't Sprint the place where Paul defected to?
Yes. Paul was with Verizon. But then he switched to Sprint, Travis.
So now he's going to have to be peddling T-Mobile?
Well, I guess that's a big question. Is Paul going to go to T-Mobile?
Or no, is not. Paul just going to be this merger.
Phased the fuck out? Which is what he should be. Because fuck that guy.
I like him, all right.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy. I don't trust
him. That Chevy guy can fucking jump off a bridge together.
Right.
The Chevy guy.
The Sprint and T-Mobile, see what they're going to do.
You talking about the hipster with the beard?
They're going to gobble each other up, and then they're going to take on the big guys, you know, because they got the... And Trump, what if...
What if they brought Singular back? Because that was my shit.
I think Singular became AT&T, right?
I know, yeah, because I... Yeah.
See, what if...
Still haven't changed off my Singular. I'm still.
What?
I still got my old Singular plan on my current AT&T phone.
Your phone still says Singular?
No, but I still have I have a grandfathered plan.
You just had the same plan for? Do you have the same phone?
12 years? No.
You just get a new phone with the same plan?
I sure do.
Is that even a thing you can do?
Yeah, they didn't make you get a new...
Trust me, they get upset.
Do they raise your rate?
No. No, I got a super sweet rate.
I didn't even know you could do that, Travis. Did you know you could do that? I just go in there and...
You went to get a new phone, they would have made you get a new plan.
Yeah, I just go in there and say, hey, I want a new phone. What plans you got? And then like we talk about the plans. And I mean, they're all about the same. You pay about what you paid before, but now, like, they say, oh, well, you're also paying extra to have or to buy the phone. Like, you're buying a phone.
Yeah, that part is kind of some bullshit, but it is.
And then after you've had the phone for, like, 2 years, then what happened, drunk? You just remember something?
Yeah. I was supposed to, you know, turn my cell phone bill into work so I'd get paid for that today, but I forgot all about it.
Drunk, your bill going to be late now?
No, I've paid my cell phone bill. I forgot to submit that bill into work so they can reimburse me for it.
In the chat, Michelle's asking if we're going to eat pink ladies the whole time. I mean, I figure eventually we'll run out of pink ladies.
Hey, when you got a bucket of pink ladies, you got to just go out of town, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, so we'll run out of pink ladies, Michelle, once we eat them all.
They're a little sour for my taste.
They are a little sour, but I think that it's good, see, because, see, the red ones, they're sweet. But right. These green ones, they're sour, and this is, like, right in the middle. It's a good mixture. I think Travis is onto something with these pink ladies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm gonna do a practice one, Drunk. I'm not gonna do this one on your head. I'm just gonna set it on the table and try to hit it from here.
Okay.
See, maybe without the pressure of not hitting you in the face, I'll be able to hit it. No, I still missed it. I missed it. It wasn't even that far. I still missed it.
Move your cup. Move your cup.
Are you gonna try? All right, I'm gonna set it over here.
On top of the dealio.
Yeah. You can hit it from there, right? It didn't even fire.
Might be out of ammo.
Why don't you look down the barrel and see what's going on? No? Yeah. No, I filled it up, Drunk. It's got ammo in it. I hit it!
Yeah, you got that one.
I hit it! I am an expert marksman. Oh, you missed. You missed big time, Drunk. You just gotta keep shooting, then we're not gonna have any to shoot at our heads. Oh, you got it. Good. Okay, we did good, guys.
You both got them?
We both got them, Travis. You don't get to shoot any pink ladies.
That's all right. I'll just eat them.
Yeah, you just eat your pink ladies, Travis. I'll tell you what. We'll go ahead and do a break now. I do want to talk more about the Sprint T-Bumble thing because I have an idea, Travis. You know what my ideas always come down to is how can I apply this practice to podcasting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we got to be the best, Travis. And the only way to do that is to learn from our peers. You know what I'm saying?
I'm all ears.
Okay, so we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Stunt month! Stunt month! Stunt month! Stunt month! Stunt month! Stunt month!
You are listening to Strangelabel.com. Viva La Label.
Time once again for the Hollywood Beat with your inside source, Drunk. This week, Drunk talks to Shailene Woodley about her new film, Adrift, in theaters June 1st.
Does it have sharks?
Adrift is a story of survival at sea against all odds after a couple sails into a class 5 hurricane, one of the most catastrophic hurricanes in recorded history, and their boat seems to capsize. They are forced to find inner strength and inner will to survive.
So no sharks then? Pass.
WFOD!
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Solo finished with 92 points, which by Star Wars standards is pretty awful, but if you're thinking of it in terms of the game, it needs to compete with Jurassic World and Mission Impossible. So I'm saying Not Safe for Water Coolers is still in pretty good shape. The three new releases this week all went undrafted, which is probably for the best, as they did pretty minuscule business. But the coming weeks have a lot going on, though, so stay tuned, I guess. Yay.
And the question, that infernal question, constantly nags at him. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Once again,
WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I'm not a boy.
Back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND. If you have any complaints
or anything like that,
send us a voicemail.
Travis, so what I was thinking, we could merge with some podcasts, right?
Oh yeah, let's what were you thinking?
I mean, I don't want to, like, bring them in. You know, like, T-Mobile, they're merging with Sprint. But, I mean, they're not, like, going to do all the Sprint shit. They're just going to eat up Sprint.
They're just going to buy them out.
And take their subscribers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're going to shut down all their offices and fire all their employees and be like, hey, you're now part of, T-Mobile.
See, but, you know, every day... You know, a 5,000 new podcasts start, and they get there.
Is that an accurate number?
10, 15 subscribers. But then they, like, realize that, oh, man, this is
a little bit like work.
Yeah, this is just too much to this. And
yeah,
like,
a lot of work.
We could just go to the bar and talk about what we thought about Han Solo, right? I mean, we don't have to, like, record it and put it out so 5 people can listen to it. So like what we need to do, Travis, is we need to merge with all these podcasts and like just like take their feeds. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just eat them up.
Just redirect their feeds towards ours.
We'll be like, so Hot Butter Podcast, you don't want to do podcasts anymore? We'll put our podcast on your feed. You know, we want those subscribers is what we want. We'll eat them up.
Eat them all up.
Just eat them all up.
Like Pac-Man.
Kind of like the Monday Night
Show.
So
you call me up if you just have one of them feeds laying around with some subscribers on it. You're not using it anymore. We'll eat it up.
And if you want to redirect your website to our website, that'd be even better.
Yeah. So you just keep doing your website, but just send them all our way. So they go to our website. We'll eat them all up. We're gonna T-Mobile them all is what we're gonna
eat them up, huh? Eat them up, yeah.
You know what I have no interest in. You know what I have no interest in absorbing though, is I keep seeing all these podcasts. I guess they're making the rounds like in our social circles, Travis. There's this sponsor that people are using for something called Spunk Lube.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Spunk lube.
You know, we've done our fair share of...
You're way too far away from the microphone, Drew.
We've done our fair share of, like, peddling products and things, but I don't know that I could ever get behind something called spunk lube.
Travis, they send you, like, this giant 20-ounce bottle of spunk lube, which is, like... way too much lube.
Like, who needs that much lube?
You and your wife could have fun with that.
And right? It has like really big written on the side of it, spunk. And I mean, like, the only thing grosser than the idea of spunk lube is saying spunk lube. Isn't it just gross? It's gross to say.
You don't like the word spunk?
No, it grosses me out.
Are you like a female with the word moist? You don't like the word spunk?
No, I don't like it. I don't like saying spunk lube. I don't.
In the picture in my head of somebody who is willing to use spunk lube, like the couple that is willing to use that, is not a pretty picture.
Hey, babe, you mean to get out the spunk lube?
First. let me connect it to the hose. Because yeah,
and
this
like you have to get a dolly to get this thing to the bedroom, man. It's this huge bottle of it. I mean, there's no like a sexy way of getting out the spunk lube. I feel like, I mean, like you get like a little dainty bottle, you put a little bit in your hand, you rub it on your pecker, and you stick it in there. But I mean, this is like a fucking tumbler,
a Sam's size.
It's yeah, it's this big thing of lube. And all the, I keep seeing all these podcasts, Travis. They're like, oh, we're sponsored this week by Spunk Lube.
I feel like the next time I go on to a different podcast and they ask me to describe you, I'm gonna be like, he's got some spunk. Mike's got spunk.
No, I mean, when you say it like that, but I mean, like you're referring to it like as a sexual thing. And I feel like that just makes it
dirty.
I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like Spunk Lube. So, like, you know, I'm not saying that Spunk Lube reached out to us. They didn't. Spunk Lube probably wants nothing to do with us, drunk. But if you're thinking about it, Spunk Lube, I don't want it. I don't want to advertise your product. I'm not interested. It grosses me out. Every time I see a podcast say, hey, we were sponsored by Spunk Lube.
Oh, my God. I have an amazing commercial idea for Spunk Lube.
Oh, though. Travis.
We close in on a couple getting intimate. They're, you know, they're either on a couch or they're in bed.
Okay. Pitch it.
It's very intimate, right? So they're really going at it. It's really very sensual. And all of a sudden you get Idiocracy commercial music, like da 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 da, and he's like, "Hey, babe, open up that nightstand drawer and hand me that bottle of spunk, spunk, spunk lube."
Oh, you do like an echo on it?
Oh, you'd have to get the echo, like Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
So like it starts off intimate, and then he just goes full monster. Oh,
and then there's lights, WWE. Like lights, like brighten up, and there's like fucking strobes, and there's like cheerleaders behind him, and it's like a sporting event all of a sudden, and he's like, yeah, and she hands him the fucking 47-ounce bottle of Spunk Lube, and he's like, hey, babe, you're gonna need give me a hand with this bottle. That's about as far as
yeah, and they have to tag team the bottle because it's so big, so much lube.
This is value size.
I'm telling you, Travis, there's no way that you would use the whole bottle of Spunk Lube before it expired. I don't see how it. I mean, like, unless you were like just like Dennis Rodman. Like Dennis Rodman is the only one who would use this much lube.
Right, like Gene Simmons or something, but like you, like a normal person, you'll be your significant other will pass and you'll have to clean out your lifelong home with your children.
Oh, it'd be like a family so you can heirloom, move into
like a small condo, and they'll be like, "Mom, what's this?" And then, oh, that brings back so many memories. That's 40 years of spunk lube.
Our friend Jody B on Twitter, he took the spunk lube and like took selfies of himself like dumping it on his head.
Is that a subgenre of porn? I know there's like fisting, which I find really disgusting, but is there like a subgenre where like a dude lubes his head and tries to stick that all up in there?
I don't know. I remember the big wet butts, Travis. I was a connoisseur of the big wet butt series. I mean, I think you'd probably do good with that. You know, you squirt ladies down and they just get covered from head to toe and they're all glistening. But I don't know about sticking your head up a gal. That sounds like a little.
Yeah. What about like lube wrestling, like old school style?
Texas.
Well, I was just going to say, if you cover your body in that, you're going to have to be careful on like tile or linoleum or like wood floor. Like I feel like that'd be very dangerous, and there should be like a warning on the bottle, like stay away from any slippery surfaces when dousing yourself with spunk lube.
Travis Tex has a good line in the chat. He says, "You put it on the slip and slide, and it kills six neighborhood kids."
It's like that scene from Christmas Vacation where Chevy Chase like oils up his sled.
Do what? Drunk? What do you
say? Put it on the bottom of the sled. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I guess they make it a urban sled.
Yep.
It's not a bad idea. So, guys, you merge, that's fine, but you can keep your sponsors. I don't want to advertise lube. I mean, we advertised some dumb stuff, Travis. We advertised a couple of casino websites. that I think that Anchor said when we were advertising the casino websites that they'll steal your identity as soon as you hit enter on the website, which was probably true.
Well, I mean, maybe, but I've used those type of websites before, so I'm not peddling anything that I wouldn't actually use.
Everybody thought the porn website was fake.
But I feel comfortable saying mycasino.whatever, but, you know, there's just something gross about saying spunk lube that I'm not into. You know, if this episode wasn't already trash because of all the pink ladies, then I'd feel real bad about it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, don't call my pink ladies trash.
It's just not conducive to audio, Travis. You know what I'm saying?
I can't believe that for a moment.
It's bad radio or whatever it is we're doing. You know,
it feels like it'd be enticing to our listeners that they'll want to run out and get pink lady. They'll get hungry.
You think what they'll do is they'll hear the enjoyment in our voices, right? I mean, we sound absolutely overjoyed.
Is this week's just really excited?
I'm just looking out for the
letter W,
the American farmer, the American apple farmer. I just want to get the word out there about pink lady apples.
Are they in trouble, the apple farmers?
Well, no, but I mean, lift up the farmers, right? They feed the nation.
Charlie, you go apple picking like when you were a kid. You go pick apples.
I have apple trees in my yard. Well,
are
I have
you
one.
Shitting
one died.
Me, Travis?
No, I have an apple tree. It produces fruit every other year. I had two apple trees, and they were on a cycle where I would get apples from every other tree every other year.
I thought that that apple trees, you had to plant them in twos, right? Yeah, that's what you have to do because they feed
maybe
off of each other, right?
They were here when I moved in. So
see,
back in the day, we had a crab apple tree, and those apples were very inedible.
What?
You can use them for baking, though.
Back in the day, we had a crab apple tree, and it grew apples, but they only got like yay big, and they were gross. You couldn't like actually eat them.
Well, you could. You can bake with crab apples. You just can't eat them like straight up.
Yeah, they were not good straight up.
Jarvis, you see that NBA owner that had a bunch of Twitter burner accounts?
That's really smart.
Guy owned an NBA team, and he wanted to talk shit about his players anonymously. So he had a whole bunch of burner accounts where he got on it. He was like, I don't even remember what team it was.
Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, it was a 76. It was like 76ers
guy's name is,
fan
Jerry
three.
Colangelo.
And he was like, hey, this guy is a lazy piece of shit, and I just wanted to say it. And somehow they figured it out, I guess because like the phone numbers matched up with like his wife or something. And they caught him, and it's funny. Travis.
I find it hilarious.
It's funny. I just thought it was funny, Travis.
Funny. Mike, did you hear that the next season of The Walking Dead is probably the last one?
Oh, thank God.
I don't know how you can continue the show losing all the people that they're going to lose.
You're going to get one season. Do you remember when Eric left the 70s show and that one weird dude, like Seth Meyers' brother, came in, tried to fill that spot?
Or I guess you could say even like when Michael Scott left The Office, and like
that went like 4 or 5 seasons after Michael Scott left.
Yeah, but it was garbage after that. You know, it was like,
disagree. I've been rewatching The Office, and the Andy years are, I feel like, not as funny, but still quite funny.
They bring in Robert California.
Yeah, Robert California. So, Kathy Bates is down there. Yeah.
Yeah, they, but you know, like
more like 2.5 Men without Charlie Sheen when they went to Ashton.
Went to Ashton. So I guess they would have to, maybe, could they just, you know, Travis, we talked last week about Roseanne, and I suggested that they just replace Roseanne with a different lady.
Yeah.
And I've seen lots of stories throughout the week suggesting that might just be what they do. So I guess they heard the podcast and they said, oh, you know, that's not a bad idea. You know, mm-hmm. we got a hit show. We might take a hit. But like we could keep the ball rolling on this.
I do
right?
feel like it would probably be a good lawsuit fodder by Roseanne Barr though to continue to call this show Roseanne if she's not on it.
Well, I mean, would you have to change the? I guess you'd have to change the name, right?
Yeah, you don't
necessarily because you know the character's name is also Roseanne.
But see, I guess if they made a new show with all of those characters, she'd still get paid, right? But it'd be like
definitely.
It'd be a quiet payment, you know, like people could still watch the show guilt-free and just ignore the executive producer credit or whatever it may be.
Yeah, it'd be just like when they took a Louis C.K.'s name off of all of those shows he created for Fox and FX, but secretly, obviously, he's still getting paid because he pretty much created them.
Right. I don't think you could just do that. You'd be like, we're not going to pay you anymore for this thing you made.
They're like, oh, yeah, talk to my 15 lawyers.
So who's your Roseanne like, replacement? All right.
Or maybe not even have Roseanne. Maybe just like come back next season and be like, oh, Roseanne died. And yeah, just keep going.
In surgery, because in this season, the whole thing is she's like trying to get like knee surgery or something. And they didn't have the money because their health care was so expensive. So they could just say in the off season, Roseanne went into surgery. She had a complication with the anesthesia and she died.
I say Leah Remini. She likes fat guys, right?
Drunk people. People die in knee surgeries all the time.
I know it.
You know what I mean?
That'd be super funny if Leah Remini, who is like, you know what, like 20, 25 years younger, comes in to be Roseanne.
Just seamless. Just be like, hey, I'm the new Roseanne. And you know, that's what they did. They brought in Leah Remini. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, Dan.
Killed off the wife.
Dan gets a sort of mom hot. Scientology gal to come in and take Roseanne's place, and he just wouldn't even skip a beat. Maybe they'll finally explain why they have that black kid.
Yeah, he's gonna do like a drywall job for this broad who's also a widow, and then they're gonna hit it off, and then she's gonna move into their shitty house.
It'd be expedition. Leah Remini will come in there and be like, "Hey, why do you have this black kid?" And they'll have to explain it.
Maybe that.
Oh, they already did. DJ's. DJ's black wife is in the military.
Who's DJ?
The youngest son.
The boy child.
Is he dead?
No, he's in. He's alive.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, it's Becky and Darlene and DJ. And DJ's their boy, and his black wife is in the military.
Oh.
Maybe that Patricia Heaton.
Oh yeah, because no, she was on.
Well, yeah, because the middle.
Yeah,
she could just move up a half hour and marry Dan.
Going back to The Walking Dead, though, they're purportedly talking about Norman Reedus getting like a $20 million paycheck or something to take the lead in that show. And I'll say something:
that guy sucks.
Norman Reedus gets like one episode, like a Daryl episode a year, like a Daryl episode a season, and it's always the weakest episode of the season. So if they think he's going to carry that show,
are they going to actually kill off Rick Grimes or?
Well, we don't know, Drunk. I guess you're going to have to tune in and find out.
I say they bring back Shane. He was the best.
Just bring him back.
Yeah.
They're like, I wasn't really even dead.
And then Lori can come back too.
Maybe they could get into like alternate universes, Travis, like a alternate universe Walking Dead where there's other people that lived and other people that died. I mean, that Shane thing, you know, in a infinite universes, Travis, like in several of them, I'm sure Shane killed Rick and Shane's been banging Lori this whole time. You know what I'm saying?
Bring back Dale.
Like Earth 12, like in the multiverse.
Bring back T-Dog. Maybe Shane wouldn't have let that little blonde gal kill her sister. They're both still alive. Yeah.
And then they could bring back the gal who guarded the pantry in Alexandria, and then it'll make our show relevant again since we had her on.
Maybe Carol like will still be...
No, Carol's the governor.
Wow, Travis, we solved The Walking Dead.
Yep.
You bring back all those people. Carl's back alive. Carl's alive, and he knows that Shane's his real dad. It all makes sense, guys. That's how we're going to fix The Walking Dead. We're just going to have an alternate universe where Shane's still alive.
So is the baby still alive?
The baby?
Yeah, Judith. Judith is actually Carl's mom in the new multiverse.
No, Travis.
No, and I'll tell you what.
Babies can't be moms, Travis.
They can if they were implanted, their memories were implanted, their adult memories were implanted in a new body because the environment that they grew up in the future was not sustainable for bodies. So their memory got sent back into the past into a baby. So Carl's mom is a baby.
Definitely bring back Beth. She was the cute one.
And she's a good singer, too.
She sang a lot. Her music was pretty bad. Tex thinks we should combine Roseanne and The Walking Dead. Just put them both together. Which I
feel like that would be fun.
Yeah, it might be kind of fun. Be kind of like a... I don't know.
You sound like the wind's out of your sails, Mike.
I feel like I might have ate too many pink ladies.
Would you say that?
Got a little bit of a rumbling in my tum-tum, you know what I'm saying?
You could really probably only eat so many apples in one sitting.
But you could eat multiple apple pies in one sitting.
They're so good, though.
Especially Hostess apple pies.
Oh, yeah. You remember the...
it's hard to stop eating.
The Ninja Turtle green ones?
The green pudding pies?
Yeah.
Yes, drunk. Of course I remember the green pudding pies. They were one of the best things that were ever created.
I know. I was so sad when they went away.
Mm-hmm.
Along with the Hi-C Ecto Cooler.
Oh, don't hurt me.
I'm sure you can find it on eBay and whatnot.
Oh, man.
They just brought it back a little while ago. You remember?
What? The Ecto Cooler?
Yeah. Mike, what was that? Last summer or the summer before?
The Ecto Cooler.
Yeah, the Ecto ones. We have vodka and Ecto cooler.
Yeah, it's like
you hammer off that shit.
It's like
two summers ago. Yeah, I got two apples now. I'm going side to side here.
Travis, would you say that you have a pick of the week?
You all right, buddy? Travis, you okay? Do you want to talk about your feelings or anything? Travis?
I poured myself a glass of pink ladies down.
Yeah.
You there, Travis?
Drunk.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes I just have like this fear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just have like this fear in my chest.
Like you're having a heart attack?
Kind of.
Yeah. I'll revive you, Mike. I know CPR.
See, but I don't think it's not like a...
It's compressions only, no more breaths.
It's not like a heart attack.
And you got to do it to the beat of Staying Alive.
I just have this feeling in my chest like something's about to happen. You know what I'm saying, drunk? Just have like this constant worry in my...
Why are you speaking so low?
Just
take a Prozac. You'll be fine.
You think? Just take a Prozac, easy breezy, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Smoke some weed. Drink a bottle of vodka.
Travis, do you have what you'd say is like a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about?
My pick of the week is the Netflix suicide show 13.
Travis, that's a series for teenage girls, Travis.
Have you watched it?
Travis, that show's for teenage girls,
Travis. I also thought...
Travis is not having a good connection right now.
Drunk, do you have a pick of the week?
I do.
Travis's pick. Guys, don't listen to Travis's pick. That's a bad pick. Drunk, what's your pick of the week?
Buddy? Drunk you.
Drunk's pick.
Oh, hold on. Travis is
back. Fuck you.
Travis.
Fuck you.
Travis. Travis. defend this teenage girl show that you're listening to.
Watching.
13 Reasons Why. You watch the show? It's a high school drama, right?
Drama.
It's a dramatic show.
I thought the same thing before I started watching it. Like, that's why I didn't watch it. And then I started watching it, and it is amazing.
Bit of a tearjerker?
Amazing, you say.
It's very good. It's very good. All the kids are great. There was one moment in there that got me emotionally, but otherwise it's like a noir mystery. There's a bunch of mystery, like, threads.
It that got are, you like, emotionally?
There was one scene in particular, like in the middle of the season. I'm not done with the first season yet, where the dad finally breaks down over his daughter's death. That really like socked it to me in the gut. But otherwise, it's just like a mystery. It's like a noir thriller. It's really good. I ask everybody to give it a chance. I thought the same thing Mike was saying, that it was like a teenage girl show. It is not.
Drunk.
Drunk's pick.
Hold on. Go ahead, Drunk.
Drunk's pick of the week is it's my birthday.
When's your birthday?
Thursday.
This coming Thursday,
this
Drunk?
Coming Thursday.
Oh.
So you can send your well wishes to drunk@wfod.com. Is that how it goes?
Nope. That is not it at all, Drunk. It's drunk@wfodicks.com or drunk@wfodshow.com. We own both. I don't really know why anymore.
Or at drunkardstl on the Twitters.
Yeah, at drunkardstl on the Twitters. You know what, Drunk, for your birthday, I'm going to give you a one more shot at a pink lady right on my head here, Drunk.
Thank you.
Ah, you missed, Drunk. It didn't even go off. It didn't go off, I don't think. I didn't hear it. Oh, Travis. Drunk, how many years young are you?
I will be 34.
Wow. No spring chicken anymore, I'll tell you that.
The gray hairs are coming in quick.
Oof.
Did you bring?
Watch that back, buddy. Watch that back.
Did you bring, going up, did you bring me some cake?
Some cake. I'll have cake for you next week, Jeff. Hey, that's what we'll lead into the microphones next
ice
week.
Cream cake.
Oh, you want ice cream cake?
Extra crunchies.
All right.
Or a treat of pizza sounds good, too. You ate a lot of apples this week, dude.
I did. I ate a lot of apples. I was very committed to the apple bit. Look.
I feel like I have a bellyache from eating so many apples.
Yeah, I think I ate too many apples, Travis.
Now, if you use the slicer.
Travis, I think that the people in chat that were complaining about the apple bit, they were just being big babies.
They just didn't get it. They don't get art.
Exactly. That's exactly right, Drunk. They don't get art. And I think that we will discover that this our performance art is really going to catch on in the podcast.
We're just going to start eating them up, Travis. We're going to start merging with podcasts. Eat them up.
We're going to eat the podcast like we eat the pink ladies.
Because we're true visionaries, Travis. We've discovered a new genre that people haven't considered yet. We're going to eat them up.
We're early adopters, and I feel like when we die, that they'll look back, it'll be like the reverence that Andy Kaufman receives.
Right. Like all these comedians that talk about Patrice O'Neill now, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, oh, Patrice O'Neill, we thought he was a genius the whole time. Yeah, but Patrice O'Neill's wife has to do benefits every year to sustain her lifestyle because he died broke. If you all love Patrice so much, then why was he broke?
Everybody loves everything after the fact.
Right. I loved him the whole time, you guys.
Mm-hmm. It's a real Halloween 3 season of the witch scenario. Like, nobody supported it until 30 years later.
That's us, Travis. We had 3 people in the chat room tonight. But once we're all dead and gone, they'll look back and they'll say, God damn it, those guys were on to something with those Pink Lady shows. June is Pink Lady Month.
And I think we're done with that one.
Travis, we're creatively bankrupt.
Well, guys, we did it. Thanks for doing whatever it is you do. We'll do it again next week, I guess. Right? Yeah, we'll do it again next week. Right?
Guns out, fun's out.
You to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Hey there, fella. Thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. You can join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com, and be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. Just about every night of the week, you can find yourself a nice little live program. They do a whole thing. It's fun. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODix.com. That's right. WFODix.com is where the show lives. Go over there. Check it out. God damn it, is it a great website. Let me tell you, we got it all. You like links? Got links. You like podcasts? We got podcasts. You like blogs? Well, there's some of those, too. Not too many. There should be more. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. We're at WFODix on everything. So if you have a social media, reach out, say hi. If you want to email us, Mike or Travis at WFODix.com or drunk at WFODix.com. All three of us, we have an email. Give us a call when we're live, when we're not live.
give us a call whenever you want. 636-487-HAND. Comments, feedback, whatever. A special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Harry Balls on Ya, Liquid Lozenge, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, patreon.com/WFODix. Kick us a buck or two. Get all that premium stuff that we put up there. Bonus episodes. Well, not really bonus episodes. After shows. You get after shows. Sometimes you get pre-shows. Hey, there's stuff on there. It's fun. Or, you know, you could just do it to be a nice guy. You don't have to contribute money. Or you do the show for funsies. We don't care about the cash. But, you know, reach out to a guest. If we have a guest, tell them you heard them here. Fucking retweet the show. Tell a friend. Support our sponsors. There's lots of things you can do. Give us an iTunes review. Anything. I mean, be a pal. We're doing the show. If you like the show, get involved. You know what I'm saying? We'll see you next week. We appreciate you. There's no point in doing it without you. We'll see you next week. God bless.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.